All the Umbrellas in London, written and read by Such Heights for Dog Days of Summer. It's chucking it down with rain, but they run out into the square, howling with laughter as muggle cars drive past and send water flying everywhere. James whips out an umbrella and holds it high above his head before looking invitingly at Lily. She rolls her eyes a little. As she's been saying all weekend, she's only really here to see Remus. It's just that putting up with his friends is less terrible than it used to be. But she consents to take his arm and let him shield her from the rain. "Oh, great. Thanks, James. Thanks a lot," Sirius yells to James's back, and Remus laughs. Peter makes do with pulling on an anorak he's had tied around his waist, sacrificing fashion for practicality. Remus grins at him, because he looks really quite adorable with his hood up and a loop of drawstring tied under his chin. Meanwhile, Remus is still getting drenched by the sudden burst of summer rain, hot, huge droplets hitting his scalp and his shoes and everything in between with audible thuds. He doesn't really care. It's refreshing in its way, and he can magic himself dry as soon as they get inside again. He can hear disgruntled mutterings from Sirius, however, and when he turns to look, Sirius's hair is plastered over his forehead, and he's scowling and fumbling for something in his jacket. "Think of the muggles," Remus hisses, guessing what Sirius is about to do. Sirius waves him off. "They're all too busy keeping their heads down and complaining about the weather. This'll only take a second." He jumps up and snaps off a branch from a nearby tree, then holds it out in front of him, wand in hand. The branch shifts, changes, and then Sirius unfurls an enormous red umbrella, completely over the top and showy. Remus shouldn't be surprised at all. "Sir?" Sirius asks, a little coy, and pushes the umbrella up over both their heads. "Thank you, my good man," says Remus, and steps a little closer to him. Light filters through the covering, making everything seem warmer, and Remus allows their elbows to bump together. Sirius turns and smiles at him, a flash of affection meant only for him, and Remus feels warmth blooming on the inside too. They walk through London, all five of them, no particular destination in mind. Sirius keeps up a running commentary for Remus's benefit, pointing out landmarks and speculating as to their secret sordid histories. The rain keeps thundering down, until it stops, as abruptly as it started. There are a couple of cheers from people around them, and movement as everyone unbuttons coats and tucks away umbrellas. James seems a little slow on the uptake, unwilling to give Lily an excuse to move away. But when he takes her umbrella down, she doesn't let go of his arm. Remus, Peter, and Sirius all share a smirk. Remus glances up at their canopied haven, slightly reluctant to follow suit. Sirius lets the umbrella fall back as he stares up at the sky, where the sun is breaking through the clouds. He laughs in delight, shaking rain out of his hair. Then he turns to Remus, a glint in his eye. The sort of glint that usually means Remus is going to have to spend half an hour obliviating the witnesses. Sirius lets the umbrella fall to the ground. Then he takes Remus's face between his hands and kisses him, in full view of half of London, or so it seems. Remus flails a little, because this definitely isn't a good idea. But Sirius's mouth is warm and rain-wet, his skin soft, and Remus decides that half of London's disapproval can wait. "Oh, bloody hell!" James shouts over to them. Sirius breaks the kiss. "Fuck off, Potter," he calls back, amused. Remus glances round. I suggest we make a move." Sirius looks over Remus's shoulder and bites his lip. "That might be a plan." He grabs Remus's arm, and they race away from the square. Peter and James follow them, hurling good-natured abuse. Lily catches up to Remus. "Wait, what?" she asks, eyes wide. "What was that? Since when? Lupin, you never tell me anything." "Sorry, Lily," Sirius drawls, draping an arm across Remus's shoulders. I know, you've carried a torch for me since we first met all those years ago. But I'm spoken for, you missed your window." Remus ducks his head, embarrassed but laughing, because this is it, his ridiculous, brilliant life. Sudden rainstorms and magical umbrellas, good friends and mad adventures, Sirius, and all the chaos he brings whirling in his wake. He glances up at the sky, where the clouds are turning white and fluffy. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. The end.